is Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the mountainside grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
The Woman of Samaria.
Behold, God is my Savior. I will deal confidently and will not fear. Because the Lord is my strength and my praise, and he has become my salvation. You shall draw waters with joy out of the Savior's fountain. And you shall say in that day, "Praise ye the Lord, and call upon his name. Make his works known among the people. Remember that his name is high."
After the Passover, Jesus remained in Jerusalem for some time and then went to the crossing of the Jordan, where he taught his disciples to preach and baptize. John, ever under the watchful eyes of informers of Pilate and the Pharisees, had moved northward toward Galilee, ruled by Herod Antipas, who had greatly offended his people in that he had driven out his lawful wife and taken for himself and married Herodias, who was the wife of one half-brother and the daughter of another.
Stop! Stop the horses, Antipas.
And what is it, Herodias?
That group of men at the water's edge. Isn't that the preacher we've heard so much about?
By Jove, it is.
Call him over. I'd like to speak to him.
Why, what about? The man is a rabble-rouser and dangerous.
Oh, be a nice husband, Antipas, and let me see this dangerous, wild man.
Oh, very well, Herodias. A soldier! Tell that man over there, in the camel's hair, tell him Herod Antipas demands to see him.
In what way is he dangerous?
Well, he's keeping the people on edge with his talk about a coming Messiah. If he continues, he can arouse them to revolt. I'm surprised Pilate hasn't arrested him. I've a mind to drop a hint to Tiberius that Pilate lacks in dealing with agitators.
Why, here he comes. Taking his time about it, too.
You. You are the one they call John the Baptist.
Yes, Herod.
Is it true you denied that you are the Messiah, or Elias, or the prophet?
I am none of these.
Who are you, then?
A voice in the wilderness.
Oh, how quaint. What does this voice say to the people?
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Oh, my, how boring. A gloomy preacher of doom. How you must frighten these country people. But what have you to say to the Tetrarch of Galilee?
It is not lawful for thee to have thy brother's wife.
What? Why, you insolent beggar!
Swine! How dare you! Guards, arrest this man!
Guards, hold fast! Hold fast! I must not arrest him here, Herodias.
What? This filthy mouth lout insults me, your wife. He tells me I'm not your wife and you...
Just be quiet. That mob will tear us apart if we put a hand on him. Don't you understand? We're still in Judea. I have no jurisdiction.
John the Baptist, you'll not escape. I'll never forget this insult. I'll have your head for this. Your head! I'll have your head brought to me on a silver platter.
Near Salem, for there was much water there, and continued his work. But because Jesus was teaching baptism to his followers at the Jordan, there arose much discussion and questioning concerning the two men.
I'll ask him about it.
Rabbi?
What is it?
Men from Jerusalem are among us, and they are raising certain questions about purification by water. And they cause discussion, and they speak of him who is doing your work at the Jordan. Rabbi, he who was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou hast borne witness, behold, he baptizes, and all are coming to him.
Come closer, all of you, and hear what I have to say. No one can receive anything unless it is given to him from heaven. You yourselves bear the witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but have been sent before him. He who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, who stands and hears him, rejoices exceedingly at the voice of the bridegroom. This my joy, therefore, is made full. He must increase, but I must decrease.
John's words stirred deeply those about him, and they were both puzzled and alarmed. And it was not lost on the informers from Jerusalem that greater crowds were flocking to Jesus than to John. They sensed that Jesus was the man they should watch and went back to the Jordan, and John crossed the river into the territory of Antipas.
Repent. Do penance, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I baptize thee in water, but him to whom I have borne witness will baptize with fire and the Holy Spirit. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Soldiers, arrest that man!
Bind
him fast! Bind him fast and take him to the fortress!
No
I have news for you.
Good news, I hope. I need it to take the pall off this gloomy fortress.
I've arrested John the Baptist.
You have? Oh, Antipas, this is good news. Where is he?
In the dungeon, below this very room.
Antipas, don't behead him at once. Let me have my amusement with him. Let me prolong his anxiety to the full. Let him know that I can order his death any time I choose.
Now, wait a moment, Herodias. I don't intend to execute him.
What?
I must hold him until I can get in touch with Pilate.
But why must you consult him?
Well, John has followers. I had to arrest him, or Pilate would accuse me of permitting an agitator to run loose.
But I tell you, he must die.
Yes, yes, but not by my hand.
Are you afraid, Antipas?
Oh, this is a political question. You must not let your personal feeling enter into it.
You may regard it as political, but don't expect me to. That man's defiled our marriage with his insult.
I tell you, I can't execute him.
But Antipas, you... Oh, Antipas, darling, let's forget about him. Let's not quarrel. Let's not have him come between us. Come, Antipas. Kiss me. There. Let that kiss be a sign that we've forgotten all about John the Baptist. Let him rot in prison.
Rabbi, I've just come from John's camp. Antipas has arrested him and imprisoned him in his palace.
Come. We must leave this place.
Where shall we follow you?
Into Galilee.
Now there were two roads into Galilee. One along the Jordan, the other through Samaria, a land unfriendly to the Jews of Galilee and Judea. Jesus decided to take the road through Samaria. And at the end of the first day's journey, they came to Jacob's well at a place called Sychar.
I would rest here.
Rabbi, while you rest, we will go into the village and buy food. Come, men. It is the sixth hour, and we must hurry.
Jesus sat on a wall near the well and waited for the return of his companions. When they had been gone for some time, he looked up and saw a woman approaching. She lowered a bucket into the well.
Give me to drink.
How is it that thou, although thou art a Jew, does ask drink of me, a Samaritan woman?
If thou didst know the gift of God, and who it is who says to thee, give me to drink, thou perhaps wouldst have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water.
Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Whence then hast thou living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well, and drank from it himself, and his sons, and his flocks?
Everyone who drinks of this water will thirst again. He, however, who drinks of the water I will give him will never thirst. But the water that I will give him shall become in him a fountain of water, springing up into life everlasting.
Sir, give me this water that I may not thirst, or come here to draw.
Go. Call thy husband and come here.
I have no husband.
Thou hast said well, I have no husband, for thou hast had 5 husbands.
Why?
And he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In this thou hast spoken truly.
Sir, I see that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you say that at Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship.
Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming, and is now here, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father also seeks such to worship him. God is spirit, and they who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth.
I know that the Messiah is coming, and when he comes, he will tell us all things.
I who speak with thee am he.
You are... Men are coming. I must go. They would think it not right for me to speak with you.
It was Jesus' companions returning from the village who frightened the Samaritan woman away. And they wondered that he was speaking with a woman. Yet no one questioned him or raised up a voice to ask, "Why dost thou speak with her?" But they busied themselves with preparing the meal. And when it was ready, one of them brought some food to the place where he was standing deep in his own thoughts.
Rabbi, eat.
I have food to eat, of which you do not know. My food is to do the will of him who sent me, to accomplish his work. Do you not say, there are yet 4 months, and then comes the harvest? Well, I say to you, lift up your eyes and behold that the fields are already white for the harvest. And he who reaps receives a wage and gathers fruit unto life everlasting, so that the sower and the reaper may rejoice together. For herein is the proverb true: one sows, another reaps. I have sent you to reap that on which you have not labored. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labors.
Once.
What's the matter?
A man at the well of Jacob. He told me all that I have ever done.
Go home, woman. Each man here knows well what you have done.
But this man's a stranger. He knows me not.
Now, what's this all about?
He told me everything. I told him we knew the Messiah was coming. He said, I who speak with thee am he.
You are sure?
Yes. Yes. Can he be the Christ?
Come. Let's go to the well.
Oh,
Look. Look, a crowd of Samaritans. And that woman leading them. Gather around the master. They may try to do him harm.
Are you the man who spoke to this woman?
No. Why do you seek him?
To bid him welcome. And to ask him not to move on, but to tarry here with us that we may listen to him.
Wait here. I will give him your message.
When this message was received by Jesus, he agreed to stay among the Samaritans for 2 days, and they listened to all he had to say. And during these days and more, John the Baptist was locked in prison, and he was permitted to receive visitors. Antipas himself had visited John in his cell and talked to him many hours, and he found it hard not to return to him. For whatever Antipas was or had been, he was not a man without fear, and he knew that John might be of help to him in a political way, perhaps even in other ways. For Antipas was beginning to be aware of his own soul.
John, have you considered my proposal?
No, I have not.
What? I tell you, you can walk out of here a free man if you'll but promise never to come into my territory. And you don't even consider it?
I can make no bargain with you or anyone.
But why not?
I must do the will of God. I am a messenger going where called, where needed.
And you give me no other choice but to keep you in prison.
Keeping me in prison will not affect one cubit the coming of the kingdom of heaven or the revelation of the one whom I was sent to bear witness.
The one you were sent to... Tell me, John, where can I find him?
He stood among the many at the crossing of the Jordan.
He's not in Galilee. One of you is enough trouble between some wanting your head and others your release. And I, John, I have no ill will toward you. I'm pressed by the Romans and Pilate, who's but waiting his chance to see trouble in my territory, so he can send in troops. Now, why can't you stay away and give me peace? And why did you have to speak out before my wife Herodias, who nags me for your head, knowing there's little in life I can refuse her? But she'll not win. I am Tetrarch. Hear me. Hear me, John. Herodias will not have your head. Never.
And Jesus remained in Sychar 2 days and taught the people of the kingdom of God. Then he went into Galilee. The Samaritan woman told her story over and over, and many believed because of what she told them.
Didn't I tell you, even as I said to him, thou art a prophet? Then he looked into my heart and told me all I had ever done. And when I spoke of the Messiah, it was then he said to me, I who speak to thee am he.
Be silent. It's not proper for a woman to discuss such things.
But it was I who spoke to him and ran to you with the news.
We no longer believe because of what thou hast said. For we have heard ourselves, and we know that this is in truth the Savior of the world.
And Jesus crossed into Galilee and journeyed toward Nazareth, where he had grown to manhood, and where every man knew him. After a long absence, Jesus was going to his own country, where a prophet hath no honor.
Behold,
God is my savior. I will deal confidently and will not fear. Because the Lord is my strength and my praise, and he has become my salvation. You shall draw waters with joy out of the Savior's fountain.